Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
want to thank the great Wali Ali. May Allah continue to bless him to bring more music awareness to the human family. We'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may Allah, peace, and blessing be upon you. We are the Black Talk Radio Station. We're here tonight to speak on the solution of problems and try to come up with solutions to all the human problems that we are talking about tonight, inshallah, God willing. We're here tonight because there's an image being put up in the world that have caused major problems. And for all of us to get rid of this problem, we have to come together and work together. And this is what these problems are given to us for. We get to be like the ant and working on these problems, and we can get these problems solved. Little small problems, but man, make them seem so big. It's small. So we're here tonight. We pray that Allah, may Allah bless us to have a good program tonight. Protect our program, guide our program to the right. So what we like to do is get started with a prayer called Al Fatah, means to open. First, we said in the Arabic language, then we said in the translation. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai the mean of Rahman Rahim. Malik Yomidin. Iya Kana Buddha Kana Sahin. Edin Sirato Mustakin. Sirato Ladina Anto Alayhim. God in my duty Alayhim. Walidorihim. I mean, we seek protection with the loss of the Satan, to reject the enemy. In the name of God, Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We are asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way. The way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet our audience again, once again, in the greatest greeting of all the greetings that we find in the world, a greeting of peace. There's no other greeting, massive greeting. This is what Allah gave us, to greet each other, and we all would greet each other like the scripture said, and we would have peace. We wouldn't have all this chaos that you see in the world today. Allah said he don't want oppression on himself, and this world is oppression, especially people of color. And they're doing it because Satan will put people against each other and dividing them up on color, religion, economics, and a whole bunch of more things that we've been put against each other. Tribal mentality, you ain't from my tribe, your eyes like mine, you taller than me. All this Satan is brought about, this separation and hatred for each other. Allah said we all are human beings, and he created all of us for one reason, and that was to serve Allah. Then he gave us prophets and messengers, and then he gave us the last prophet, who was no other than Prophet Muhammad, for our example. But we have an example of to go by. And Prophet Muhammad, we are told, the most excellent model for a human being. So if we pattern ourselves after the prophets, especially the last prophet, then we can't be nothing but successful. As long as we're not doing that, we always going to have a color problem. We're always going to have a racial problem. It really a human being are mixed up and been divided in their mind and their heart what Satan brought to the table. And Satan is any man or any woman to bring about weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies. And once we realize who is Satan, then we'll be able to get rid of Satan and move Satan out of our life and where we all can live in peace and harmony on this earth. We won't see each other's color. We'll see human beings. We will see Muslim, Christian, and Jew, and we all will be in a race for all that is good. Because for any religion to be a legit religion, you have to worship God in spirit and truth. You can't make no image of God and call it God. You can't do that. God said don't make no image. And this is exactly what Satan has gave to the majority of the religious people. That gave them an image. Is that it was not Buddha, it's Jesus. It's not Jesus, it's some other a character that they worship. Superstitious, they gave them superstitious. So we pray that Allah bless us with thank you for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. And this prophet don't want no more that we go forward in this life and that we be human beings. We don't be murderers of crooks or murderers or backbiters. We won't be the wrongdoers. We won't like wrongdoers. And when we get like this, this world gonna get back in shape. Satan's job is to make evil seem fair. Make some people seem weak and some people seem to be strong. That's his job. And they tell you, Jerry Butler said, only the strong will survive. And that is the true fact. The weak was going to be messed over. And some people, we've been trained to walk and look and search and walk on the weak. And if we was Christ-like or Prophet Muhammad-like or Buddha-like, any of those people that we say we follow, we'll be trying to help the weak get strong. Meaning we will try to get them away from the things that take them away from their nature that makes them weak. That is the job of the righteous people. So we want to ask you all to forgive Sister Shirley Muhammad and bless her at the end of the journey. May God forgive her for her sins. Shalom. So Shirley Muhammad will be buried. The announcement will be tomorrow in Chicago. May Allah forgive us for sin and bless us at the end of the journey. And Sister Rosalind Carter, may Allah forgive her, this great woman that stood by her husband, and he's sick, and for so many years she passed yesterday. So may Allah forgive her sin and bless her also at the end of the journey, all the good work that she has done. So we're here tonight again, point and to the problem and where the problem lies. It lies in religion. That God, Almighty God, the creator of this heaven and earth, got a son. And our book, the Quran, asks the question, how can God have a son and don't have a wife? It don't make no sense. God told us to get married. When God tell us not to fornicate, not to commit adultery, that means get you a wife and marry. Find you your mate and get married. And y'all have populate the earth. The Bible says populate the earth. And so that means reunion is to populate the earth. That's how man keep his generation going. But Satan is coming up with all the tricks. Homosexuality, transgender, and all this stuff to destroy the human family. They hear what he gonna come up with. And he won't give up. I was in the store tonight, and my wife had grapes and oranges. Got seedless grapes and oranges. And when they take the seed out of the fruit, saw the fruit to grow without the seed. You ain't got no good fruit there. God didn't put the seeds in there for nothing. He put the seeds in there for a reason. And when the people don't like what is natural, they like unnatural, and that will always cause a problem. So truth stand not clear for falsehood. These people here in Georgia, for so many months, every time you look at the internet, they were trying to get the people to say that they was at Camp June. Camp June was the army base that contaminated water on it and is making people sick and killing people. Camp June was a Marine base. And now they find out the water is proving to hurt Penny. And those who've been on Camp June have the right to apply for some of the money to put aside to help those victims that stayed there and drunk that water. Our people, out of greed, out of not thinking, said that they was at Camp June, and now many of them have got money from that situation. And now the people went and checked back and found out that these people never been to Camp June. So guess what these people headed for? They headed for prison because of greed. Another way of terminating people. Another way. So we here tonight. That year that I seen nobody own the land. So I'm going to turn the music back on. Yeah, I'm not going to sit and talk to the phone. Thank you. And all white men. Where's the love? It's here in the Muslim community of Imam Wahidi Muhammad. We know this love gonna spread all over the countries. So we thank Allah for again the Black Talk Radio Station. Sponsored by Sister Crab Hummus STEM School. Coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We're here again tonight to address some serious issue, racism. Racism, evil is you want to say evil, that's what it is. When two people are against each other because one is darker, one is a little lighter, one got money, one don't have any money, one supposed to be, it's supposed to be one nation under God, that would mean we're supposed to be working with each other. The judge should be a judge of kindness to the people that he judged. But that ain't the case. People who say they're religion, what is religion? Religion is action. If somebody go to jail and you say that you love everybody, if somebody go to jail, a young man, make a mistake, you should be able to go in there and ask that young man, what is the problem? How can we help you? How can we get you out of this situation? What do you need? What kind of help do you need? What kind of educational help do you need? And they said, that's the human being. And then, you know, we don't have that. If you're African-American, you go to jail, you that's in there. If you ain't got nobody on the outside to help you, you in there bad and alone. Even when you have people in there. Or you be in there, you think you got some friends. You had some friends. As a matter of fact, it was because of the friends you in jail. And you go there and they don't go put nothing on the books. And you realize you ain't got no real friends. You got a bunch of pretenders. That's the reality of going to jail. And that's the reality of the world. This world is a good world, but bad influences.
People in the world.
Bad influence is over the world. I was looking at Camp June, supposed to be a
love June,
whatever. And they was offering people money for those people who came there and drunk some of the water. They found out the water was contaminated, and those people been on that base probably drunk some of that water, so they want to complicate you, give you some money for being put through that situation with that water. But a lot of they appeal to a lot of people. In every survey, they had, have you been to Coke Jail? Say yes. And 20 is many more than that, but 20 so far in Atlanta have said, they are talking about Decatur, I'm talking about Atlanta. 20 in Atlanta. I don't know how many said yes in Macon or Columbus, Georgia, Savannah. I don't know how many say they've been there. Let me talk.
They even sent me papers.
So they kept sending papers and stuff, trying to get for. They try to. What they were said you were for the trap.
Yeah.
They were fishing. And any time you fish, you get you a hook, and you put meat on the hook for the fish you're trying to catch. And the main thing you do, you hide the hook, the sharp hook, so you put that meat wrapped around it. So when that fish come up, and what I fish for is bass, that fish, that bass hit that meat, and he's hooked, and you were swilling meat. And that's what These people are there. See, this is what the people are doing.
You didn't bring me an avocado in here.
So, so this is what the people are doing. Willing our people in. They ain't getting them, and being a homosexual, they going to get them one way or the other. They going to dangle money out in front of them. And once they dangle that money out in front of them, a lot of them going to bite that hook, and they going to will them in. And most of the people are innocent. I mean, they're not innocent or greed, excuse me. And they got, you know, you kept dangling that money, they bought new cars and all that stuff. The money you'll get, then you go check back and see they've been there. You find out they never been to camp then. And then you'll lock them up. And you want all that money back. The book said that the Quran said that, as you know, they speak about how people are falling in greed. Muhammad said in the last days, you won't be able to find a decent businessman. And when you go into Walmart, you can bear witness to that. When you go buy a car, you can bear witness to that. That is true. When you go buy food for just to eat out on the town, you can see what greed done set in. You can't find hardly no meal on the here you can find one for $8, but you only get two vegetables. But most places, if you go get a Wendy's or Subway, you're going to pay $10 or $12 or $25. Greed done set in. And now they tell us that some of the place that sell the burgers got robots in them. They don't need all the people now. They were working there, and they were working to get rid of the people. And the people are the ones who buying the president and buying this and buying that. So what those people going to do? If they can't find a job. They took the skills out of the school. They took the trade out of the school. These people know what they're doing. We were taught if the people ain't going to teach you right, they sure ain't going to believe that. We really believe that. But we going to get a chance to see that if we keep living. Caucasian people will never love us as long as they image up in the world, and African American other people are praying to the image and talking about thank you, Jesus. They will never love you as long as you praying to them. They always going to think they are cut above you, that you are somebody to walk on. That is a fact. And African American, the Africans of the Muslim or Malay, they going to, if they don't start coming together and supporting each other, then we don't let ourselves down. And we're going to be the big loser. Because nobody going to like us until we like each other. And we should love each other all the hell we don't come. We shouldn't hate nobody. But you should give yourself quickly back to people who have proved without a shadow of a doubt they can do some terrible things to you and go to court and get away with you. Huh? So we need people that we said they with us, those city councilmen and council lady men, they have to be with us. Barack Obama didn't do, he said they were going to do anything for African Americans. He didn't. And he helped start some Muslim countries, huh? Libya. But anyway, so praises be to Allah. Thank Allah for to see me. Allah said, if you take the veil off, you will be able to see. And thank Allah that we can see today. And we can see ourselves out of this situation if we choose to. And the number one problem is to hold an image up of God. Then lying on that image. He died for your sin. He's coming back. He's the only begotten Son of God. God don't have no son. If he forgot, who forgot? But these all the lies and all the falsehood added to a proper Jesus. And what he said, they don't say, especially the things that make sense. Like he said, I got to get out of here. I got to go away in order for one to come out behind me and lead you in all truth. These preachers ain't going to teach that. Because they lead them right up to the community of your man, wife, your day, mom. They're not going to do that. They ain't going to give that Christ the Lord for that Mercedes BMW. They're going to keep telling the people what they want to hear. That's exactly what they're doing. Not what they need to do, not that what they educating them. He's going to keep them full up with falsehood, music. You go to the choir and the sisters in there and brothers can sing people under the bench. Make them so sad. But no talk about industry, business, owning factories or making jobs, nothing like that. A lot of people go to church looking for numbers. What number did he say today? John 44, 45, and Paul. What number did the preacher throw out there today? I was hit today. This is what our people say. People that told to love us. Okay, well, let me see. I see Brother Amin got his hand up, and I'm going to bring him on. He got his
salam alaikum. Wa alaikum as-salam, my brother. Alhamdulillah. I'm out here on my little vending job here.
Yes, sir.
Thank Allah putting it in my heart and give me the strength to get out here and sell, talk to the people and meet people and bear witness to Allah's creation and how he creates people and alhamdulillah, and how he creates personalities and how he creates people's, you know what I mean, demeanor, you know what I mean? His Allah is truly Akbar. Truly Akbar.
Yes.
I meet people and I'm over here just introducing myself and saying, hey, tell them a happy holiday. Just happy holiday. All praise be to Allah. And then I ask them if they want to buy something, you know. But and they are grateful. They say, well, thank you. Happy holidays to you, you know. Well-wishing people, you know. Praise be to Allah. So Allah is Akbar. And we know, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. We know that it's a matter of time. And the people are going to come to the religion. They're going to come in droves. Because Allah says that. You know,
yeah.
He says, something about watching people when they come, you know. Yeah, hold on 1 second, my brother. Happy holidays. And when they come, they don't come. Because it's nowhere, you know, I just was talking to a sister named Okosuwa, the African name, and she'd been around, she traveled a little bit, and she said she went to Africa. And them Africans be up there preaching and teaching, and behind them be a great big huge Caucasian Christ. Great big huge, and I saw that once. I was looking at a video of a African brother. He's teaching that Christianity. And behind him, they had a huge Caucasian Christ, and that's what they do. They had these great big stadiums. And around the stadium, they got these big movie screens. And the screens, this is what this lady was saying, something like this. She said they had these Caucasian Christ. They really, really, so them Africans got it bad. Got it bad, you know. So Allah blessed us to have the leadership that brought us out of that and is having us focus on eradicating images and the image, you know. And the Holy Quran calls Jesus, he says, Allah calls Jesus Isa ibn Maryam. Isa ibn Maryam. In other words, Jesus, the son of Mary, you know, in order to get us out of the mind, get us away from saying Jesus, the son of God. The son mm-hmm. of God. But throughout the Holy Quran, they say, Allah says, Isa ibn Maryam. You know, and we practice that, you know. And I told my sister and my auntie that, you know, they're Christian. And they got quiet when I said that. Yeah, I said, I have no problem. They told me I need Jesus. And I said, I have no problem with Jesus, the son of Mary. I have no problem. They got real quiet, you know. It's almost like what I said hit their soul, and that quieted them down, you know. Yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to teach the Quran. We got to teach the Quran, teach what the law is showing us, teach what our leadership, especially Ibn Muhammad, and listen to the teachings, the you know, the guest call in numbers, the lifeline, because you hearing over and over and over Muslims testifying and Muslims repeating the signs of Allah and the teachings of Allah, the teachings of Islam. It's nothing better than to listen to right now Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, and listen to the believers, and listening to the believers I'm trying to help this lady park. She's parking, and
okay,
yeah, but she's doing a great job. Yeah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so they coming. As much as we can, we should tell people about the religion. As much as we can, you know, we tell people about the religion and so Allah says, all you need to do is just deliver the message.
Yeah.
You know, Allah says, you know, let me convert them. You just make sure you deliver the message, you see, to make it clear to them as best you can. But they coming. Because the church has lost its savor, has lost its saltiness. In other words, you know, they use salt to keep meat and stuff preserved, salt. And the Bible say that you lost your savor. In other words, you lost the ability to cure the meat and keep the meat fresh.
I can't afford a ticket.
Yeah, I know the tickets are expensive for a moment. Yeah, yes, yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm?
And I run the police off. Law Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Just kind of teasing with the lady. But all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
I'm the loud.
You know, keep teaching and preaching, and keep ourselves right. That's what it's for. Because
yeah.
in this environment, it's a lot of crazy temptations, a lot of stuff going on. You know, some people could make you lose your cool and become angry,
yeah.
and everything. So you need that cooling effect. That you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Soothing effect of this religion. This religion is a lot blessed with it. It says, this day I perfected your religion for you. This day I perfected your religion, and I call it Al-Islam for you.
That's right.
Al-Islam, I perfected. It's perfect. All we need to do is catch up with it. Catch up with it, you know, and do the best we can to live it, you know, and deliver it the best we can, you know. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
So I turn it back over to you right now because I'm still on my job right now and people are...
Okay, I'm getting loud.
What's about to close up. So I turn it back over to you now and I'll keep on... And if I need to come back into the queue, I'll press 1 again. I'll take myself out the queue. And then
okay,
if I want to come back on again, if you recognize, I'll do it like that.
Thank you. Well, they got Salam. Yeah, they coming. They're full of coming. Every week there's 3 to 4 people taking a shot at our masjid. They coming, and a lot of them coming. New people that's coming in, we getting crowded just like that. The Atlanta masjid. Sometimes the Atlanta masjid. That's 2 to 3 or 4 or 5,000 people there. And you can imagine people on the outside looking at that. And we see where the people in the neighborhood, these Caucasian people and African and Arabs and others, they're bringing their child to our school, to the Claire Mama school. Hmm? And one thing they do every time of prayer, they stop to make salat. So they're going to have a great impact on them young people. And the people that bring their children there, they know that. They know that what to expect. But when you put your child in the public school, you really got no control over, because the government said they gonna, if your child wants abortion, I mean, want the overnight drug, want the abortion pill and any of that stuff. The government says if your child wants it, we're going to give it to them. If your child in New York, I mean in California, if your child said they want a sex change and your child is not old enough to drink or smoke, they're going to hear and try to honor what that little child wants. Now when that little child breaks the law, they're going to put that child in jail and beat the hell out of them. They're going to put that little child and treat it just like they treat some of the soldiers who are prisoners of war. They're going to torture them. They're going to allow your child to be tortured. But this, so you only get what the world, the scripture says, you get what you scribe for. And whatever we scribe for will soon come inside. So we're scribing to move this image out of the world so we can see each other as human beings. We should be saying, protect that our people. We should be, the language should be saying that we all need, all people need to be protected. All women need to be protected. Not just somebody, I'm going to take my women. What women do we have? What women do they have? If they made a statement like that. Caucasian people are some of the dumbest people that this world has ever produced when you add up to them. They are. They're some of the sickest people They see sickest people that you can meet. Not all of them, but a whole lot of them. They won't drink water after you, but they'll drink water after the black dog. So all praise of the Allah. There ain't nothing but one God, and it's the only one that need to be worship God in spirit and truth. God do not, Allah do not have any image. He don't have no children. He has no need. Whether sleep and summer do not affect him. He's not a human being. He is the creator of human beings. And he have created all human beings for that one reason. And that's to serve him. And that's what the word Muslim means. Christian, here Jesus said, not my will be done, but God's will. Jesus saying that he's a Muslim. If any Christian know the definition of a Muslim and the definition of what Jesus was saying, they would realize that they would have no problem with the word Muslim. But they want to make this world seem like, you know, the Muslim people are terrorists. And when they themselves has a more, a bigger, and a greater record of being a terrorist than anybody in Islam, even Buddhism. Being a Jew, they had a worse record of destroying people, killing people. And we see that over there in Pakistan, where they lock these people up, where they cut the water on and off. Anytime people cut your water on and off, that's like being in prison. Cut the lights on. That the Chinese people just about took over Nigeria. Dark skinned because of their worship, their image have made them weak and made them give in to light skinned people and made them inferior. Like the brother said, if African American was to come into wealth and we have wealth, and do you know that the people will start treating you better because that way they respect people that got their own? They don't respect the people who always begging. We go buy a car, we got to go to them. We go buy a vacuum cleaner, we got to go to them. We go to buy a lawnmower or something like that, we got to go to them and buy. We don't want to see ourselves in position where we buy from each other. If we did, it would be easy to do because we the biggest consumer and all the people of the country, of the world. We consume more than anybody, more than some nation. So all we have to do is change our habits, get set to ourselves that we going to work together. If the ant can work together, if the bees can work together, then we are bigger, we are greater than them, then we should be working together better than they work together. Then we can have some success. Success will come overnight. Because that's what the evil people got over. They get our money every day. They get our money, stay in power. The banks get our money. We own not one bank. Maybe we do own one or two banks. But in a country like this, we should all have a bank in our community, a grocery store, a fisherman, all the things that we need, a halal market, all the things that we need to operate our life in the best manner to keep us happy, keep us healthy. thank Allah for this Talk Radio station. And so right now, I think I got another young man that's on, Brother Rakib. Are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Hey,
guys,
you got it.
I'm not going to talk long.
Okay, go ahead.
Name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. One who has put order into existence of life and have gave life an obedience, an order of obedience to follow. His order did not come from human civilization, neither did his order of life come from the angels of Allah's creation, but it came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of cherishing, unseen, sustainer of all worlds, our system of knowledge, to give mankind this order of obedience. One of the signs of this obedience that Allah has given mankind is his world. As world comes and goes, as the season changes the forms, it changes from dead matter to living matter, to the form that Allah and the sign that Allah gives to his creatures, humans. The angels utilize their free will without being able to be advanced. The angels are on command. When the angels submitted their will, they have a different free will than us as humans. But their lives depend on Allah as our lives depend on Allah. We'll find the angels stern their obedience, firm their obedience. But he didn't make the angels to be over the human creation, the human spirit or motivation. Find humanity more motivated than angels, more inspiring than the angels, and have more ability upon earth. This is an order that Allah ordained for us. For this obedience, we choose to utilize these angels to give this order to humanity. Because we see that the world is connected. The heavens is connected to the earth. It needs the earth. The sun needs the earth. The wind needs the trees. The trees need the wind, the air, oxygen that God has created that we can't see, unseen. So that we can utilize the gratefulness for us to obtain a lot of obedience. We find the obedience of Shaitan, we find corruption from our single souls, from our family, from nations, or even an evil brotherhood or sisterhood. We find corruption. You can't have corruption without having a corrupted mind, a corrupted soul, a corrupted heart. We know Allah tells us that he had never changed his corruption. He never changed our minds, our hearts, our hands, our actions, our logic, our common sense, our hikmah, our wisdom. That he had never changed it if we don't change what's in our heart. to identify what's in our hearts, all out of Allah's mercy, so that we can benefit these blessings for us as humans being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord, and glorified His name. These are Allah's warnings to us, especially to the one who knows the truth, who does not practice it upon themselves. We are more in the front line of this order than the one who is a pagan without understanding, or the one who have associated guides with Allah without guidance. We are more in the front line of ignorance, because Allah has given us this order of obedience. He's given us this order and this structure, because without order and structure, we are chaos. We are corrupted. We are confused. So Allah has given us many paths to Him and many religions. To rely upon the religion of intelligence, hikmah, wisdom, gratitude, gratification, to be responsible for what created civilization, our maker. We're more responsible for it than any other people of the world. This intelligence plays a different matter in our minds, in our hearts, in our condition than ignorance or incompetence. Because we all want this order. He's given us such a lovely free will to do whatever we want. Whatever we want. But He expresses to us that's not your freedom. Your freedom is to take this responsibility to respond back to what I have given you so that you can establish or govern your own self by yourself. After the imam leads you or after your husband leads you, you're on your own. You're on your own for your worship. That's Allah's mercy. Again, He wants to tell us how important and special this obedience is. It's just like a puzzle you put together, or a table you might buy, put together, a bookshelf. It comes with these instructions. Some of us just open it up and don't know how to do this. End up missing a screw, put it together, end up having extra screws. End up being flimsy. We might have put the part in the wrong part. We all have done this. But Allah tells you, He says, strive. But you got to take it all apart and reconstruct it yourself, ourselves. That's the same with disobedience, the same with the nature of the world as it comes and goes. That you must continue to strive for your excellence, ability to bring this obedience out of your orders, out of your free will. That is the most difficultest part of life. It's the most hardest part of life. When your desire, when our desire is more obedience to our minds and hearts than Allah. That's the part that we every day fight. We fight our nafs. We fight our demons. We fight our evil. We fight our mouths. We fight our actions. Fight our reliant ability to respond back to Allah in every call that Allah wants us to respond to. So Shaitan is your distractor, our distractor. He distracts you from your desire, what you like. He confuses you. He confuses you. He keeps up with so much chaos so much ignorance? Or have you worried about so many things? Find yourself, we find ourselves sometimes worried about the things in life that Allah told us don't worry about. But work on, keep your faith and work on getting your lives and have consistency with it so that Allah can produce what you've been looking for, what we've been looking for. But we find Shaitan confusing us, frustrating us, getting between us, getting in our minds, getting in our hearts, and trying to get in our bodies, or close to our bodies. He is a distractor to distract you from the call of Allah. Even when you're in distress, or even when you are have not yet learned how to read the instruction, or follow instruction, or even give the proper tools for the instructions to build. Not a materialistic structure, but to build this physical structure of us humans, to not to become the person that you want to become, or we want to become, the person someone wants you to become, or your husbands wants you to become, or your wives wants you to become, but for us as humans with this obedience to become the person our Lord, Rabbil Alameen, wants us to become of all worlds. He said that he left the best example. That he left the best example. And how did this best example lead our Ummah with this intelligence? What did he do that we're not doing? We find that our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he made so many sacrifices for him being obedient to Allah. Sacrifice food. Sacrifice water. Sacrifice his wealth. He sacrificed himself. Not in a blood sacrifice. People say in the scripture before the Quran, sacrifice a human to get you closer to God. That was constructed by cannibalism. But the sacrifice of in biblical scripture is to stop doing something that you're doing to our Christian congregation. Stop doing something that you're doing to make amends, to make yourself better. We find our Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, doing this, making many a sacrifice, making many a prayers, making many, many a prayers. They said the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, prayed so much that his knees were sore, had marks on his knees. His body was sore. He didn't want to eat so much that he put rocks on his stomach. He tied rocks on his stomach, strings. He washed his mouth. He watched how he looked at people. Not saying he was perfect. And if he got too cocky, brought him back down. If his ego had got too much of him, Allah brought him down, just like Allah brings us down. This is for the ones, for us who use our obedience and let Allah lead the way. Allah is the one who brings us down so that we can humble ourselves, so that we can have this character that Allah commanded upon us to have. He didn't give this character, this completed character to any human upon this earth, including our first him, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He didn't do it. He utilized Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, for us, so that we can utilize us as humans to obtain ourselves better than who we claim to be. And all of this is very, very, very important, because without structure in our lives, without this obedience, we find ourselves in trouble, or we find ourselves being unhumanly. We find ourselves not inclining into our human spirit, or into the spirit of Islam, into this Muslim spirit. So when this corruption hits our minds, we feel as if we are more important than the people around us, or we get too holy, and we feel like you don't have that right to make that mistake with your partner, or your partner feel like they don't have that right to make that mistake with you. Confrontation and confusion. But to break these orders, to break this conflict of interest with the soul and the body and the praise, all praise is due to Allah. How do we break this cycle? Allah says it's easy. It's easy. He says for us, for believers, or for those who haven't came into belief, or for those who trying to find belief. He said, worship him. He said, remember him. Keep his name in your remembrance. Continue pray. You pray 5 times a day, try to pray 10 times a day. You pray them 10 times a day, try to pray 20 times that day outside of your obligatory prayers. Try to pray every chance you get. You see someone on the street struggling, you say, may Allah guide them. But you eat, you say, Bismillah. You forgot? Ask Allah, as many times as I ate and I forgot to call upon you, accept my Bismillah all of the times I forgot. You want to obtain your intelligence, your intellect, your mind to become conscious into submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it's conscious comes to the mind, it does something to the spirit and the body. It does something to the body. It uses the soul. It uses the soul to purify itself. Then when the soul go back to Allah, we not only have ourselves to ask Allah for purification, we have the angels to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this purification for us. For Allah gives it back to us. So this order can be completed. He said, this day, your religion I have perfected for you. I have named you Muslim. I have named you submission to my will. I've given you free will. But this submission is will towards me. Every part of your alum, every part of your bloodstream, it submits to me. I control it. Your brain, your oxygen, your function, I control it. Your feet, your hands, I said, I control it. I give you limited control. But I still control that limitation. Until we understand and realize that we can utilize this remembrance of Allah in submitting our bodies, internal and external. Because we have to come to understanding that Allah is one, and we bear witness to this one unseen. This consists
the human spirit of his faith. This is what gives it the body this faith. To not see Allah, to not to see the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. This is what faith is. This is what's the meaning. Faith is not having meaning in what you see. You see it. Faith is what you can't see. And we can't see Allah. And we worship Allah. And we bow to Allah. And we give all praises to Allah. Until we become conscious of our subconscious mind, to become conscious to our own minds and our own thoughts. How do you see it working? Because you're not going to have these thoughts, these psychotic thoughts in your mind. They're going to flash out. They're going to go away. It's like a computer. Your computer overdrive, you got to delete it, delete it, delete it. And Allah is going to take things from your mind. He's going to take it from your memory. He's going to take it from you. And he's going to fill it back up with righteousness. He's going to fill it up so that you can have an understanding on I am your Lord, Rabbil Alameen. I'm your provider. I'm the one you ask for help. I'm the one to determine your faith in this life and in the next and in the hereafter. You remember Allah so much that you see that Allah is changing you. You might don't get your prayers answered. And if he answer your prayers, he might don't give you what you wanted. Oh, Allah, give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. You wasn't good with the 500 he gave you. That's a test that you and Allah got to go through. But you know what he might give you? My old gracious servant, I'm going to give you some patience. I'm going to give you constancy. I'm going to give you gratitude. Give you more faith. He says, say not that you believe because faith has not even entered into your hearts. Why is this faith not entered into our hearts? And we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Are we saying it because everyone else is saying it? Are we saying it just because we want something different in our life? Are we saying it because we actually believe that Allah is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and glorify is he? And Prophet Muhammad is his prophet, is his messenger for us to follow. Why are we saying it? Allah will test us. Allah says in the Quran, he tests us every day. Excuse me. He tests us two times in a year. He said two times. And some of us, we get tested more than those two times. But don't be ungrateful, Omar. Don't be ungrateful, congregation. No. Be grateful that Allah is giving you a test because Allah is watching you, putting more attention on you. Not with lights and cameras. No. But he's putting attention on you with the actions you're doing in your own lives to see if you are going to become the person that he wants you to become, the character he wants you to have to become, the life that he gives you. Do you want to utilize it? Our prophet, our dear beloved prophet, said, here I am, Allah. He said, use me. He said, here I am, Allah. He said, use me. He said, here I am, Allah. Use me. Allah has given us the prophet because we humans. We human beings. So he has given us the prophet because we humans. Allah said if we was angels, he would send us angels, but we human. So he give us a prophet. He give us always someone to give us his word. Easy to understand. Just like Quran, easy to understand. Quran is straight. Your tongue don't have to be out of speaking tongue. When you read it in English, it's straight up talking to you, directly to you. It gets your attention. Can't no one on the face of this earth get your attention like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lord, it clarifies to you. No one. And he does it all over and over and over again for this obedience, so that we can be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can understand our responsibility upon earth. Why is this very, very important? Because without this order that Allah has given us as humans, we're not going to apply it to our brothers and sisters who don't have our same interests, who don't have our interests. What is our interest? Our interest is first understanding we're not angels. We're not jinn. We're humans. Our second interest is we didn't create ourselves. Allah said there's no God but him. He said no God but him, but God Almighty, but the Almighty. Rabbil Alameen. Allah. Said there's no God but him. He didn't say it no other way. He always said, La ilaha illallah. He bear witness on himself, La ilaha illallah. That's a God Almighty that bear witness upon himself that he is one. Unseen, Lord and cherished, that sustainer of all the worlds and systems of knowledge. And our common interest is, as we know, to follow Rasulullah, but to evolve ourselves with each other, respond to each other's needs, economical needs, respond to each other's social needs, community needs, the Ummah needs, individual. Then after individual, family orientated. Then after family orientated, it should be the Ummah. We find Rasulullah was a prophet that went to the little children, asked them what's wrong, and he motivated them. Went to the teenagers and asked them what's wrong and played with them. Went to the sisters and asked the sisters what's going on, what's wrong. Went to the brothers and did the same thing. We find that he was a motivational speaker, and not just to his ummah, to other ummahs, Christian ummahs, to Jewish ummahs, to sinners, to hoodlums. We find out that he is the prophet to help humanity. And he wasn't just the prophet to help humanity. Allah gave him this gift to recite to. He gave him the book, the kitab. One of the kitab names of the book is Imam. Some people refer to Imam, the Quran. We follow the Quran. We follow the Quran. But this is important because our congregation responsibility is to respond to Allah, respond to Rasulullah, but respond to people around us. You feel safer that way. You feel better that way if your neighbor needs food and he's not looking at you like meat. Your neighbor's not looking at you like meat, like you got all the food and I ain't got none. You respond to him that way, you get their attention. If Allah helps you get out that fire, then it's your duty to help someone else get out that fire. That is our duty. So if we see things the way Allah wants us to see it, to become the being that Allah wants us to become, we can unify ourselves. We can unify ourselves so much we'll see the common interests. After we see the common interest and the balance of our common interest with our religion of Al-Islam. Islam is not an extreme religion. Don't go to extremes. Don't go too much to extremes. You too much get holy. You forget about your own welfare of your yourself and your family or your community or your ummah. He said, Allah said, have a balance. The same balance he gave you on two legs. Same balance he gave you on your mind. Same balance he gave you on your head. He said, have a balance on your hands, on your lips, so that you won't extreme yourself. And he said, exalt your brother into righteousness. Exalt your sister into righteousness. But if you don't exalt your brother and sister into this righteousness, then that corrupted mind will give you them corrupted thoughts. You'll find yourself idle talking, gin talking, moving your lips and saying nothing too loud. So I said, don't talk like that. You call on the jinns. Man taught us you call on the jinns when you clap. Call on the jinns. We want to call on humans. We in need of human being. We in need of humanity. We in need of humanitarian help. Not just for us in America, but for the nations around the world. Congo. Palestine. And I'm pretty sure there's other countries that they have taken off of the map that we know nothing about. But we're in need of an ummah. Not in need of the sets of the ummah. We're in need of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we can have this common interest. Not in America, but in China. Not in China, but Palestine. Not in Palestine, but the Congo, Argentina, and all other countries. Because don't think for a second the corruptors don't come together in their countries. You can go to any country, your country, they have set up watchtowers, Jehovah Witnesses. Jews have set up different, they all come together. They come together in corruption. But out of their corruption, they understand that the human life and the human wants and the human responsibilities, as someone has to be responsible for human beings.
Allahu Akbar.
So you find them starting food banks, helping the people. As you find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam helping the people. So let's use this order that Allah gave us in this obedience, in the obedience of our minds. And remember Allah as much as possible. Even if you're at work, when you're laying in bed, you can lay down and make two rakats.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. But the remembrance of Allah is more important than anything, than any human being ever in life, in death, or in the hereafter think they got going on. Allah is the greatest of all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Brother Raqi. May Allah continue to bless you. Good talk. Okay, we're going to bring our brother Suja Muhammad, who's back at home, safe and sound. So thank him for joining. Glad to see him in the queue. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Hello. Well, you got it, my good brother.
What's up? Alhamdulillah, brother. I'm glad to be back. God blessed me with a nice trip. You know, got a chance to see all my boys, all my sons, and my daughters. You know, and you know, that was a good feeling, a real good feeling.
Yes,
And we got a chance to go out, go to the skating rink. Go to the movies. Always did all that together, and we had a huge meal for them. They was excited about that meal, you know. You know, a lot of blessings us to pay a big meal for them, you know. And Catherine was telling me tonight that it was over 50 people there. I didn't know it was that many. I thought it was about 35. You know, but Catherine was saying that it was over 50. So praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. What'd you say?
I didn't skate.
I skated around it. I didn't skate.
Yeah. But the children, some of the children, they skated. You know. They got it was amazing. My grandchildren, they skated.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoy that. I like that way, that unity thing they got. And they can dance, yeah. They can skate with the music and all that, you know.
Yeah, everybody
yeah.
Do all that too.
Yeah. That looked like that was fun. Now I have skated. I have got out there and skated. I just didn't stick to it. I didn't stick to it, you know. and you had to learn how to balance yourself on the skate, you know. Yes, indeed. Allahu Akbar. I'm 81. Boy, if I was able to get out there and move, I'd be showing off.
I know that's right. Me too. I won't play.
I would say, and I'm 81.
Alhamdulillah. I like to open up with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify. And I also bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Lot, Luke, Moses, all those great men was God's servant. Prophet Muhammad was the seal of the prophet. He was the last prophet. Praises be to Allah. They got people calling themselves prophets today. So we know exactly what's happening. You know, and just the whole idea, they don't want to recognize El Islam. They don't want to recognize, they want to use El Islam, but they don't want to recognize it.
Yeah.
They don't want to recognize the Quran. They don't want to recognize Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, and his followers, you know. It's amazing. One of the main reasons that I see that they don't want to recognize Islam, because Islam give you a balanced understanding. It balances your understanding. And what they're bringing us today, which is the they think is the biggest. Christianity, they got two concepts of Christianity out there. They got a false concept of Christianity, and then they have the real Christianity. So they are confused out there. They got Jesus the prophet, and then they got Jesus the Son of God. You know.
What's his name?
Gino said Jesus is God. And then he turned around and said that he's God. He's a spirit. God is a spirit.
That's right.
You know, yeah. so he got that confusion out there. And he think he's number one in Christianity in confusion.
Yeah. Yeah, he will. Yeah, he whooped
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Bunch of heathens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he got to tell a whole lot of truth now. He wouldn't
yeah.
be out there if he didn't tell no truth.
Yeah.
But he slips the lie in. He slips the lie in there.
Yeah, they wrote right on it.
Huh?
Scripture called him magician. Yeah, he slipped right on it.
Yeah. And Falcon does the same thing. Falcon does the same thing.
Same thing. Yes, sir. Falcon.
He tell a whole lot of truth, and then he try to slip in a God that came in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah,
he try to slip
yeah.
that in. But if you ask him, he'll tell you that there's only one God.
Yeah. Like they go.
And
like,
you
like
ask him, is God or man? And he didn't know you're not a man.
Yeah.
So they. I feel sorry for Farrakhan. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said it to make people for us to try to help decide which one is right and which one is wrong because they don't seem to be confused. So they throw it out there and say, maybe somebody call me or somebody do something to let me know which one is right. Which one and explain it to me so I'll know.
Yeah. So that's the reason they need to listen to us. They need to listen to Blog Talk. Because we come at it all different ways.
Yes, sir.
You know. Yeah. People got different understanding and we come at it all different ways. And in our talk we answer a whole lot of questions in our talk, you know, and we show them without any doubt that Jesus himself in the Quran said that he never said that he was God.
Never said
him, God asked him, did you teach the people that he was God? Jesus said, never did I say such a thing. And Jesus said in the Bible, many places in the Bible, he showed you that he wasn't the creator. He wasn't God.
Yeah.
You know, and so what I'm saying is that if they want to know, then they can follow behind us. And check out what we're saying, because we're covering all bases.
Well,
we're covering all the bases. You know, if they want to find out the truth, they want to know the truth. Like Jesus said, that it'll set them free. If they want to be free, if they want to take on the responsibility, then they listen to us, and try to prove that we are wrong.
That's right.
You know, don't get on here, start cursing. Don't get on here acting ignorant. You know,
that's right.
If you talk to us here on here, let's set a reason. If you make a point, you got to prove the point. You can't give us no idea that you got and your understanding ain't clear. You know, you got to let us know what you're saying. You got to be able to prove what you're saying.
That's right. But what happened?
You know, and that's our position. We are able to prove what we are teaching.
Yeah. I'm surprised he haven't approached one of the Muslim followers of the Imam W.D. Muhammad yet. He has everybody up there. But he has not.
Oh, he's not going to. He's not going to get nobody like that. He gonna get somebody out of the place as long. He gonna get somebody out of the out of one of those islands, out of Haiti, somebody out of Pakistan, Iran. He gonna get somebody like that, and so he can talk to him on the and he can't. They had one brother that was from Jamaica. And he had it. He was handling him. You know, and the point that they was talking about, they were talking about the pig. They fucking were talking about pork. You know, and he was kind of show where it's okay to eat pork. You know, but this brother was proving it from the Bible. You know, that was a forbidden meat. You know,
right.
So we can prove what we're saying. But the lie that they are telling, they can't do nothing but tell another lie. That's all.
Right. Yeah. But today I was, you know, he was condemning the hog.
Yeah,
he condemned the chicken. I mean the hog getting crushed. He was talking about.
He was condemning the chicken too. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't eat hog.
Huh?
What do you call it?
He condemned.
Well, that was good. Christmas is a pagan day.
Easter. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Halloween is a pagan idea.
Yeah.
So he needs to get all of them. Don't get some of them. You know, the lie that God is a man. That's a pagan idea.
Yeah.
He's any part of the creation. That's a pagan idea.
Yeah.
The lie that had been told. What he was doing was challenging. He was challenging the lie.
It would be good if
you know, and it's so easy to do it.
It is, and it's easy to prove him not knowing exactly what he's talking about, not being able to prove it too. Sometimes some of the things that he says, because you get with him and have a conversation like when he's talking about, you ask him in a question form. You can put him on the spot right there, and then it'll make him click to his senses and say, yeah, you know, that is right. That sounds true. Like, this should be
true. That's what I would do with him. I would, anything I see that he know, I would try to get some more understanding on what he know. Anything that he know is right. Put it that way.
Right.
Anything that he know that is right, not what he know and he come out with something ain't correct. But anything that he know is right, Tell me some more about that.
That's right.
If you come out with something other than the truth, I tell them what we as Muslims believe in.
We believe a little bit different on that.
Yeah, we got a little bit different belief than on that point.
You let him put his belief out there, then you put yours out there.
I'll be kind of encouraging him to talk, though.
So you know, find out what he do know and what he don't
know. He might know. He might know more than we think he know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Maybe
try to catch
up.
Yes, ma'am. But praise be to God, they're waking up. They're waking up and believe me, the truth that has been put out there, that we are putting out there is waking up a whole lot of people. It's waking them up, brothers and sisters.
That's
what truth does.
Yeah, that's what
you said. That was, yeah, that's why they come to religion.
And he was talking about a group of young people that he had met up with. Wait, these young people he met up with?
He said at the airport.
At the airport. Yeah, that's right. He was going to the airport, at the airport, going to the place, and these group of young people came out and said, hey, dude, this dude, y'all, this dude. And so they went to him and said, ask him, you know, people, you ain't your dude.
They were Caucasian with all them. Tattoos and earrings all in it.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought me one of them dresses and sitting down and my dress was all up. She said, I got it because I thought it was the style. This man seen this man talking to the tree.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. That woman gave you so many jokes and don't be cursing. She don't curse.
Right. When she asked him, what the other man asked him, and he said, this is in that tree, what you hear? And he said, nothing. And he said, it's been like that all day.
It's been like that all day.
He said,
that's a drunk man. The man said, he asked the man, could you hear that? And the man put his ear to the tree. He said, could you hear it? He said, I don't hear nothing. He said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's been like that all day. Boy, that woman was a master at it because she did it over and over. Praise be to Allah.
There was a comedian telling jokes, you know, about it was a Jew. It was a Caucasian, and it was a Spanish guy and an African American, and they all went on top of the mountain. So the Jew jumped off the mountain. He said, "I jumped off this mountain in the name of my people, for my people." He jumped off the mountain. Said the Mexican jumped off the mountain in the name of for my people. He jumped off the mountain. Did the African American grab the Caucasian, throw him off the mountain for my people?
he threw the Caucasian and for his people.
For my people.
That shows that confusion that he got. He can hurt somebody.
Yeah. When I went for the Thanksgiving dinner over to my sister's house, I told him I had the whole house left. I told him, don't think, you know, that's a joke, you know, don't take nothing about it, you know.
Islam is getting so powerful now because we don't see it. It's been shown in another way other than the culture of the people.
Right.
The hadith that they was giving the people was the people's culture.
Yeah.
You know, and they used some of the things out of the Quran in order to establish their culture.
Fact.
You know. And rather than giving the peoples the Quran, they gave us their culture. And you got many people, you can hear people, Muslims, a whole lot of American Muslims, that when they talk about Islam, they said that this is what this is what I learned from the not the Quran, but from the what's the name of the book?
Tar? The Injil?
No. They use that instead of, it's supposed to be a saying of Prophet Muhammad. I done lost my thought. It's supposed to be a saying of I just said it earlier.
Oh, you talking about the
I don't use it. I try not to use it too much. I try to use the Quran.
Oh, okay. Hadi.
Hadi, you got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have established the Hadith, and you got some people would argue you from the Hadith, and they got a little trick question that they ask you, maybe about something. In reference to maybe your prayer, something like that, that you don't have in the Quran. You know, they may ask you, where do you learn, where in the Quran do you learn how to say your prayer, how you pray every day? Where you know, so little trick question, you know, all this here is to take you back to the Hadith, so they can justify the Hadith. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the Hadith. The Hadith is the saying. It's people's remembering what the Prophet said, and they try to take it through a process to make sure that is actually what he said, you know.
Yeah.
But they done found out so many hadith, and they done found out so many bad hadith, you know. But they don't even have to go through that. They don't have to go through that process. All they had to do is pick up the Quran and read the Quran.
Yeah.
It's because the Quran is a book applying everybody's culture.
Right.
As long as that culture is allowed.
Yeah.
It got to be kept alive, you know. But the Quran. The Quran, it say that the Quran answer all your, there's a solution for every problem that you have.
Every problem, that's right. Don't miss not one.
Yeah. So why don't we study and read the Quran and try to give answer questions according to the Quran? Because this
That's
is
right.
what the people did back during the time of the Prophet. They tried. They tried to ask questions according to their understanding of the Quran, and they said the Quran is balance. It balances you.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Well, Sujah, I'm gonna start you off tomorrow.
I'm going to bring
you Alhamdulillah. Excuse me. I'm sorry, man. Alhamdulillah.
I'm going to bring Sister Lock. Let's see a couple of poems before we disperse.
Yes,
and
thank you, bro.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Let me see what we got here. Okay, I'll go with this. Bismillah. Most beloved words to Allah is, glory is to Allah and all praise is to Allah. Glory is to Allah the great. Amen. Okay, another one is, Allah will make a way out for whoever is mindful of him and provide for them from sources they could never imagine. Allah is sufficient for those who put their trust in Allah. Certainly, Allah achieves his purpose. Allah has already set a due measure for everything.
Amen.
Okay, let's see what I got here again. Find another one. Okay, let's see. Not that one. Because of Allah, I am blessed, strong, inspired, hopeful,
yes,
confident, worthy, comforted, thankful,
right,
unique, relaxed, happy, valuable,
right,
enough, safe, forgiven, love. Amen.
Amen. Alhamdulillah.
And here's another one. The beautiful thing about today is that you get the choice to make it better than yesterday. Amen.
I understand that.
Yes. And also it says, I have another one here. It says, Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, I guarantee a house in Jannah for one who gives up arguing, even if he is in the right. Two, in the middle of Jannah for one who abandons lying even for the sake of fun. Three, in the highest part of Jannah for one who has good manners. Abu Dawood, Riyan, Us, Salim.
Will you close us out with a prayer? I mean, one more.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Amen. Remember Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, brother. Muhammad Sharif, may Allah bless you and your family. And let's keep working together until we start seeing something come about. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sujar. Glad you're back. As-salamu alaykum.